Yo, it's your boy Payes Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to the manmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to the manmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, my set. I got the man myself, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man myself. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool. That's right, for the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, but you know you got it. So fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
What's going on, everybody?
Your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Yeah, I almost fell. Shout out to the 185. You guys out there that got the likes of. Appreciate that shit, guys. Shout out to all my dogs in the chat room. As always, we're here to spit game. Real authentic game. 100% authentic game. No additives, no preservatives. 100% game. Guys, the lines are open if you want to call in. Guys, if you get an opportunity, go ahead and hit that like button, subscribe, check out the show. It helps the algorithm. And if you do it, thank you very much. I appreciate the love that y'all are giving us. Shout out to my chat room dogs out there. And also, ladies, you know who you are. What's up, girl? What's up? Also, guys, I want you guys, if you're just finally, if you're listening to me for the first time, I ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get your puzzle pieces out there. Very important to start the process of connecting with yourself. Kind of going to connect with this show as well. Also, I want to say for all you guys, please, gentlemen, if you are tech, well, let's first off, you know, as we always say, get your notebooks out, okay? Get your notebooks out. Take notes. If you have a question, put a Q in the chat. If you're texting a woman, put a T in the chat. If a woman's throwing you off, put a W in the chat. And if you have a question, put a Q in the chat. And if you're trying to stomp your boy to Dean with something a woman says, please put an S in the chat and we will go from there. Guys, we answer questions first, as always. And you just put a Q there. We got you covered and you can call in. But let's get into the show. All right. So, what's important that I want to talk about today is overcoming things that are going on in your life right now for a lot of you guys out there. So many of you guys don't understand or don't have a connection to oneself. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. I want to get you guys connected to yourselves. The only way you're going to win in this game, the only way you're going to win with women, the only way you're going to win anything is by being one with yourself, okay? One with yourself. And as a man, if you're one with yourself, you'll be fine. And that's what we're going to be talking about, being one with yourself. You see, the thing that we teach you over here that separates us, we're not here to teach you how to sleep with women. We're not here to teach you how to beg, ponder, try to prove yourself. What we try to do is we're trying to give you guys out there on an individual basis, each and every one of you, being your own man and also having the ability to recognize, and not just recognize, gentlemen, also overstand control over oneself, control over one's mind. Okay. It's all about that, having that mental toughness to be able to push forward when your thoughts are telling you that you're not good enough, or your thoughts are telling you that she's better than you. This is what we want you guys to do. All over your thoughts, your emotions, how you move, your words, your actions. All these things can change when you are one with yourself. And so many times, I know a lot of you still are in theater number one, still in that theater that knocks you down, tells you you're not good enough, tells you that you don't deserve a woman. Sometimes you want to live there. Sometimes you try to get out of that situation. And yet sometimes that thing that holds you back pulls you back in. And that's what we want to talk about today, to pull you back in. But all of this is, gentlemen, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight, okay? And all this begins with the understanding. See, most of you guys have not even created a world for yourself in which you operate, how you operate in that world yourself. Most of you who are on the surface look to everything except yourself, expecting women to see the inside of you, the real you. But one cannot show real if one is not connected to one's core. See, you are not connected to yourself. That's why you're all over the place. That's why it's so hard to even talk to a woman, more or less let her know what you're thinking based off judgments and all that other stuff. But what we want to do is we want to do everything we can on this channel to give you guys an insightful understanding of your values, of your rules that you live by, your personality, and all your beliefs. Because just like I tell you, women have a belief system, you guys have one as well. And unfortunately, through what you believe that you're just not good enough. You believe that women are better than you, and you believe that they're something special about a woman where you cannot be yourself and you cannot operate, or you cannot ask for what you want, or can't go for what you want because you don't understand yourself. But what I'm saying is that the more you begin to understand yourself, the more control you have over yourself, more control and understanding you will have of what we call game. You see, game is not a toy, and game is all around us. It's like just around us. It's air. It's like time. It's like life. It's all around us, but it's always constantly moving. And for you to be a part of the game, you must understand what the game is all about. And the game is never made anything about women. It's never been about women. It's just, unfortunately, from the surface, you think it's about women because society has told you it's about women. It's about somebody that is truly insecure, somebody that doesn't love herself, somebody that feels that she's got a cake on makeup, put on weave and wigs and eyeliner, and all these things to try to make her something that she knows she isn't on the inside. But see, the thing about the game and being a student of the game, you have things, the knowledge that you have will begin to identify you and separate you from everybody else. The knowledge that I'm talking about, the knowledge of self, the knowledge of women, knowledge of dating, and also the knowledge of sex. Without these things, you are never going to be able to grow as an individual when you don't have those things. When you cannot understand what you are, but not just the what you are, why you are, and be fine with who you are. Be fine with how tall you are, if you're tall, if you're short, if you're dark, it doesn't matter what you are, to be one with yourself. What I want to do is I want to give a shout out to my brother from another mother, my dog, man. Appreciate you. 1950 guys, go to 1950.com. Fuck with my boy. Him and I, or he and I, King's English. We both will be on the show tomorrow at 12 afternoon, excuse me, Eastern Standard Time. So shout out to my brother, 1950, out there. Yeah, yeah. See, ladies even give you some love, 50. All right, let me get to this question right here. No answer. Let's see here. But if you have any other questions, guys, put a Q in there. Call in. We got you covered. This is the Man Mindset, and we're trying to break game down to you guys. You don't understand the strength that you actually have as a man. It is your birthright to be king. It is your birthright to rule. It is your birthright to be emperor to your life and your life only. Nobody is allowed or should be allowed to tell you how to live your life. And yet, because you don't have a sense of self, you are allowing everybody except yourself to guide yourself, okay? Because, see, I want you to see who you are behind the curtain. That's the thing that separates you from everybody else. Everybody on the surface, they're doing everything they can from their surface to try to please somebody who is not even looking at their surface. But yet they find comfort in dresses. They find comfort in shoes. They find comfort in purses, and they find comfort in makeup. And the reason why they find that comfort is because those are the only things that's out there that makes them feel good about themselves. That takes away that poisonous thought that they have called not feeling good, just not even loving themselves. And when you can be that thing, I'm not saying be a dress, but when you can solve problems, but it's not solving her problems, gentlemen, not solving her problems. It's all about solving what you are to yourself. So many of us don't think that deep. So many of us feel like that we have to solve everything for everybody. We have to bend over backwards and please everybody. When you have a conquering mentality, this is what women love the most, a man that conquers, a man that just doesn't give a fuck. It is my way. It is one way, my way, because everything else is wrong. And when you guys are like that, and when you guys think that way, this is where growth comes from. Growth comes from a oneness with self, okay? A oneness. When you establish a core belief, and that core belief is not what the world thinks about you. That core belief is not what people think about you, not what women think about you, not what society, your friends, or your parents. Nobody can decide or think for you. You must be able to think for yourself and have a core belief in yourself that no matter what you do, at the end of the day, whether you win, learn, or just are indifferent or in between, that you're proud of that individual that did the thing that he wanted to do. Because once you are one with yourself, it gives you and allows you the fullest potential to be one with yourself, to reach your fullest potential in everything that you do. See, this is why we men out here, as we grow and as we move, we don't lose in this game. And this is why we get women. This is why women are interested in us. This is why women want to just fuck us on general principle, because of how we think. But here's the thing. No one says you can't think that way. You can't think that way. Because the beautiful thing about when you are one with yourself, you will be able to create a new set of habits. Most of you guys right now, you have a belief system. Most of you guys right now have habits. But your belief system that's connected to your habits are only in reaction. It's in I'm not good enough. That's the belief system. I got to have money to get her. That's the belief system. I can't do it by myself. I've got to use drinks. I've got to use money. I've got to use taking her out. I've got to impress her and all that. That's the belief system. So it's really hard to listen to someone like me or 1950 or Lucario or Miles and men like that or Coach EO that try to tell you that you've got it all. It's the hardest shift one takes, because when one all of his life have believed that he's not good enough, then he will follow those who reinforce why he's not good enough. And the beautiful thing about being a man and knowing game is it clears all the clutter. It gives you clarity on not what's important to the world, but what is important to you. It teaches you to learn from your past. You can go back to your past, because that's where thoughts are scribed, in your past. And you can go back to your past and grab things about yourself to keep you in the present and move you forward. You never will live there again. And that's where most of you are living right now, is in the past. You're living in a past where most of these women out here, they're not living in the past, okay? They're not. They're moving on. They're not thinking about you, and they don't care about you. And I know a lot of you want them to think about you, and you want a lot of them to care, but it just doesn't work that way. But once you are in the present moment, it helps you have more clarity on being king. You cannot pretend to be king, and you cannot try to lie to women like you are a king. Most of you guys are kings with no castles, no thrones. You're just sitting there waiting for the woman to tell you what you are versus trying to find out what you are for yourself. But see, what we want you to do is, this is the depth of game where we want you to go. We don't want you on the surface. See, in order for you to be a free man, a free thinker, you must go to a depth of yourself that you've never even seen before. Now, don't even realize it's even there, because the depth in which we're trying to take you to holds all the power. It's there. It's always going to show you the ability that you have. But right now, what it's doing is it showing you the abilities that you don't have. Most of you guys all day today have had opportunities to go out and live your life. You had opportunities to go to the store to replenish the food in your house. You had opportunities to walk your dog at the dog park. You had opportunity to go out and just walk around. You had opportunities to go to the mall. You had opportunities to go places. But most of you surface-dwelling motherfuckers, what y'all did was you just stayed at home. You stayed at home, okay? Stayed at home and didn't do anything, okay? What is the castle in the analogy? What do you mean the castle? You don't have a fucking castle. You don't have the walls or your square that you live in. If you're looking at that, you don't have that. And because you don't have that, you're constantly trying to look for it in so many other ways versus the right way. The game is not going to show you or give you a blueprint on winning, because the game doesn't give a fuck about if you win, lose, or draw. It just doesn't care. But it will help those that understand, respect it, and work towards it. But see, most of y'all guys don't even understand that, because most of you guys actually think that not only the world is against you, women are against you. Women are not against you. Women are allowed to do what they want to do and say what they want to say. Question here, gang asks, on dating apps, why do guys put so much attention or care so much about what women want in a man, even if dating apps don't, well, okay. Is it men or is it you? Because if you're asking about other men, you've already failed. And gang, I hope you can change that as far as why I. You got to start talking in the I's versus the thems and they's and stuff like that. This is why I'm going to answer your question, but I want you to see, and I want all you guys to see, where you fail. Where's your attention? Your attention is not on you. Your intention is not building you. Your attention is on what we call judgment number five. You're caught into the whirlwind. Hell, that's even a judgment number four. You're judging other men. You're worried about other men. It's a great question. I will answer that question, but I'm just trying to show you why you fail, because your mindset is not on you. You're worrying about everybody else. You're worrying about the clouds, the trees, the birds, and the squirrels, but you're not worried about the man that's walking out in that world. It should not matter, okay, why guys put so much attention in. But if I'm getting this correctly, I think you're asking about yourself. But what a lot of you guys do, like women, is a lot of you guys try to soften the blow and try to make it about something else versus making it about yourself. Question is, why do you, my friend, put so much attention and care into what women want in a man? Why do you do it? That's why you're asking the question. Because there's no guy out there that's going to ask a question for other men and then get an answer and be like, oh, okay, well, okay, no. You're asking for yourself, so I'll answer that. But what I'm saying to you is this is why you're going to fail. Because you're not taking ownership, accountability, or responsibility for your question. See, soft surface dwellers will always talk about everybody else, knowing he's trying to ask the question for himself. It doesn't make you less of a man to say and ask a question like this for yourself. It makes you less of a man when you add other men to make yourself feel better about yourself, okay? So I just want you to see that. I'm fine. I'm going to answer the question for you, not other men, because I don't give a fuck about other men. I care about you as an individual. So why do you, okay, put so much attention and care into what women want? It's very simple, young man. You're going to put time and attention into things that you worship more than yourself. And that's just it. It doesn't matter what she says. You're going to fucking believe it, because in your mind, you're on judgment number three. You want to fit her program. And you actually think that what she's saying or typing is a truth. Yes, it is a truth at that time. The time of, see, every woman who has had a failed relationship or a failed dating app will then clean and wipe the slate off, clean all the slate off, and then they will clean themselves up. They will realize I have value and I'm special. And you know what? I need a special guy myself. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to start to make all these fucking crazy-ass demands. Well, I want a guy that does this. And, you know, I'm the kind of girl that wants to go out on 3 dates to see, because love is da-da-da-da-da. And all you guys are doing is you're following the bullshit. I mean, it's funny that squirrels have rules, but do you follow them? Bugs have rules. Do you follow them? Bees and ants, fish, everything outside that door has its own rules. But it's funny, you don't follow those rules, do you? You do what you want when it comes to that. But because you don't have a sense of self, you actually think, if I follow what a woman wants in a guy, that I'm going to get the woman. Check the phone lines real quick. All right, lines are open. You actually think that. Let's see here. Let me Let me pull up I'm going to just grab one out of the blue, okay? I'm going to grab a woman's profile. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Let me see. Woman profile. Show y'all how silly you guys are. Woman dating. Let me see. Dating profile. All right. Women dating profile. All right. So let's look at a woman dating. Let's look at one. All right. Let's just pull one out of the blue. All right. So let's see if we can, if this zooms up. Let me see if it clears up. Okay. Here we go. Shit, let me close this thing to do it. Hold on a second. Let me give you all an example of the lies that women want. Women don't believe all that silly shit they write. All right, this woman said, man, shit. I'm going to have to open this shit up right, see if I can get it to work correctly. All right, where's that one at? All right. This one, Autumn, I'm pretty chill. Let's look at it. All right, let's look at it. Forget what she said. Look at it. I'm pretty chill. Hey, I'm pretty chill Christian. Star Wars priority. Tattoos are cool. Talk about anything. I'm open and honest about everything. Nothing but love. Let's be friends. Guys, you know what she's saying? That, you know what? I'm going to fuck somebody, but I need a bunch of suckers to hang out with me. Just so we can hang out and get to know each other. All right, let's see here. Let's look at this bullshit one. It's a small town girl living in a lonely world. That's right. I'm a local girl, born and raised. Moved away from the city for a while, blah, blah, blah. But couldn't be happy to be back in town with a new gig and more experience behind me. I absolutely love sports. I'm happiest when I'm outdoors, making myself tired. Whoever's playing softball league, going for a morning run, playing soccer in the backyard with my two boys, tossing the football around, enjoying. You know what you motherfuckers going to do? Y'all going to start getting, y'all going to go right over to Academy and buy some softball equipment and act like you play softball just because she says she likes softball. Guess what? She loves softball with you losers, but she's going to be fucking somebody on the side who isn't going to play softball. She's going to be smashing somebody that doesn't give a fuck about what she thinks, man. And this is where you go wrong. See, the problem is that most of you guys already lose when you do these dating apps, because you guys out here, you first thing, you try to take professional photos, or you try to take photos where it looks like you have a life. But gentlemen, let me tell you something I keep telling you about women that most of you don't understand. That is simply this. Doesn't matter what you post. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter about that photo. Because as soon as you open your mouth, she's going to realize that you're a fucking fraud. And that's the problem with you guys out there. So many of you guys out there try to, because somebody told you, you got to look this way. Be around your friends and take photos so she can see that you have a life. And when you look this way, make sure you turn your head that way and keep your head on your chin. Okay, that's the perfect look. Now, pucker your lips. Oh, yes. Yeah, go ahead and post that. Yeah. Hey, post pictures with your friends. Post pictures with you playing the guitar. Post pictures with you fishing. Post pictures with you in the pool having a good time. Because guess what? She's going to see that and say, wow, he's such an exciting person. But then the second thing that kills you is then as soon as you read your profile, hi, my name is Greg. I'm a Pisces, and you know what? I'm looking for, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and all this other stuff. I like to go hiking. All you do is mimic what they mimic. So you've already lost. And then if they give you a chance, then they really get pissed off, because then they realize the photos, the profiles were all a fucking lie, because what they hear on the phone is a man that has no confidence, a man that doesn't have a standard, and a man that will say and do anything just to get a whiff of pussy. Now, if you guys are lucky, she will drop you and just let you alone. But if she wants to hunt your ass down, oh, you're a dinner. And this is why a lot of y'all guys go wrong. You actually think that you are your profile. So what you're doing is you're gambling on the lie and hoping that lie is enough to attract her just to reach out to you. All right, you're swiping left and right. Blah, blah, blah. You swipe, you got a match. Oh, my God, it's go time. What do I do? What do I say? Hi, what's going on? How you doing? What's up, girl? You know what she says herself? You guys are just you're boring. Doesn't matter what profile, what photo. It's all a lie. And they see it, and that's what you don't get. But here's the funny thing that you don't know about the marketers. Because I told you it's the same thing as far as the club, okay? The marketers will let women in for free, meaning most of these apps, they let women, hey, ladies, come on in. Hey, for you ladies, it's absolutely free. Come on in. For you, it's absolutely free. Because I know if I get you on this app, all those thirsty suckers will pay, what, $24.99 or whatever a month or a yearly subscription because they actually think they have the opportunity. And those marketer guys know that only a small percentage of guys on there are going to smash. Everybody else is going to lose and keep on funding the app or the club. They know only a small percentage, and they're called MAN, not surface dwellers. Y'all will never get. And if you do get, it's going to come at a cost. You're going to have to take her out to dinner to a nice restaurant because you're not good enough. You're going to have to kiss her ass because you're not good enough. But the crazy thing about it is you won't be getting any ass. I'm going to read this question right here. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. How long can you realistically keep stringing a woman along without formalizing a relationship, marriage, et cetera? Granted, your game is on point. You have her attract. So, okay, Muhammad, listen to me. You're in the wrong room. Men don't string women. See, it's funny that you guys always get mad when a woman takes you for dates and dinners and movies and trinkets and all that other stuff. You always get mad when you're getting strung along. Why would you string a woman along? Why don't you get it? Why don't you let her go? Let her go and find a real man. You're doing her a great disservice. Because if you want to string a woman around without letting her know what she is, then you're the bitch. You're the bitch. And you ought to be ashamed of your fucking self for stringing a woman along like that. All you got to do is let her know you don't want a relationship. You need to be honest with her. But you can't be honest because you want to keep running the lies to that woman and stuff, okay? All right? But here's the worst part about it. Brother, you have no game. I don't know why you surface dwellers think you have game. You have no game. Because if you had game, you wouldn't string her along. You'd tell her exactly what is. And now that she's down or she's not. But because you don't have game, you're a surface dweller, and you're thirsty as fuck, creepy, and fucking weird, you want to string a poor innocent woman along who you're probably lying to her ass, telling her that you do want to get married and you do want a long relationship just so you can get your little scrawny dick wet. I know you kind of motherfuckers, and I can't stand you kind of motherfuckers, man, because you ain't shit. You ain't shit. And you ought to be ashamed of your fuck. You need to find your daddy and tell him he let you down. Talking about you have game and you want to string a woman along. Man, I hate you motherfucking surface dwellers, man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Sorry, motherfucker. Shit, I should kick your ass out of the room. You need to take your ass somewhere else lying to women like that. Why don't you nut the fuck up and tell her that you don't want a relationship so she can go and find someone that wants something? It's a problem with you surface dwellers. Y'all want to hang on to people that, and by giving them false ideas that there's going to be a chance. And I hate defending women. God, I hate defending. You know what makes me even sicker than what I'm doing? Here I am fucking defending a woman because you're a fucking ass, man. Manny, you're never going to stop. And Manny, I'm going to tell you something, Manny. Hey, listen, you can't stop. Don't stop. Manny, let me explain something to you, Manny. Listen, everybody can't be a man, okay? Everybody can't have a standard. And I think you found your place in life. Again, listen, it's okay. Just accept the fact that you just ain't shit. Nobody needs to tell you how do you stop lying because you're too busy lying to yourself. And if I gave you an answer, it's not going to connect because you ain't shit, big dog. And I hate to be straight with you, but I'm just keeping it real with you, man. Guest of honor, make sure you put a Q on that when you ask me a question. And pay attention, please. But Manny, what I'm saying is that, listen, you have got to be what you are and just realize you're never going to win in this world. You're going to be a 80, 90-year-old loser. Oh, can't help you, brother. Can you explain why I want to only sleep with women who aren't sleeping with other men, also want multiple women? Is that, but you know, it's pretty funny. You want to sleep with multiple women, but you want to judge women that's sleeping with men? Let me get this straight. This is what I understand about you surface dwellers. Let me ask you this question. This is, and again, it's no knock on you. Let me get it straight. It's funny how you guys want one-night stands and you want to sleep with a lot of women, right? But wait, they're not allowed to sleep with anybody else? They have to wait for you? Who the fuck made you God? Jesus Christ, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And this is why you're not doing well with women, okay? See, your problem is you can't accept in your little weak surface-dwelling mind that women are allowed to fuck. What rule states that she has to be home like it's 1950? My dog name, shout out 1950. But what rule does it make that? But in that, what you got to understand is there are women out there that's not sleeping with a lot of people, but they're not going to sleep with you. No, man. Because you're too judgmental. You're too judgmental. You're not getting pussy, but you want multiple women. But yet, you want multiple women, but the women can't have multiple men? I don't understand your thinking, okay? I can't understand how you surface dwellers, on one hand, you call women sluts and y'all say she's for the streets and all that other shit, right? She's slutty, she's a whore. But then on the other hand, you want her to come back to your place the first time you see her. But yet you want to judge her? Let me tell you what your problem is. You're a guest of none. You're not honorable. But let me explain what you are. See, you're that kind of surface dweller that expects the world to stop what it's doing and cater to you. You want women to say, you know what? I'm not going to sleep with you. No, I'm waiting for guest of honor because I'm saving my body for guest of honor because he's the only person where me and all my girlfriends are going to sleep with. So he doesn't judge us. I can't be with you. I just got to be with him. Are you serious? Do y'all understand why you guys lose? And here's the crazy thing about it. It doesn't matter if she has a lot of men she's fucking. It doesn't matter if she has a bunch of kids. You're still scared to talk to her. You're still scared to approach her. You're still scared to be a motherfucking man around her. So really, does it really matter? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter, because no matter if she's sleeping with one, five, or 10 men, or she's a porn star sleeping with hundreds of men, all she's got to do is throw some makeup on, put some tight clothes on, go to the gym or go to the grocery store, and guess what you're going to do? Oh, my God, it's a woman. She's so pretty. Oh, she's so beautiful. What can I do to get her? Oh, my God, what can I say? How do I approach her? What do I say in my approach? And this is what is wrong with you surface dwellers. You actually, guests of honor, sure, go overseas and find. Guys, if y'all follow me on Facebook, I always post this. Go overseas and try to find a foreign woman. Go ahead. And just like the women that are in the Americas that realize you're a loser, once that foreign woman realizes you're a loser, it's all about the green card at that point. Once she gets that green card, she can bring her family over, and then she can find a real man to fuck on your fucking dime. So you are a waste of space, man. I'm sorry, but I got to answer the questions. Guys, y'all want to call in, lines are open. We got you covered. But this is why a lot of guys lose, because of how y'all think. It's a shame that. What's even worse is a shame that you're following YouTubers that are fucking you over left and right, and you don't even realize it. And you want to know why? Because you don't have that standard I'm talking about. You don't have a standard about yourself. You actually think that women who are testing out the boundary of their sexuality, they have to stop fucking for you? Wait. They have to stop fucking for you. As if you have game, you're like a surface. Boy, y'all surface dwellers be killing me with this stuff. But see, the problem is that this is why you're losing, because internally with your mindset, you're sending the wrong messages to yourself and you're believing the bullshit. You're believing the bullshit. You have no idea how you're losing in all this. Because look at that. And the worst part about it is, gentlemen, who is he making it about? Women. Medal of unhonored or dishonorable guy, whatever the fuck your name is. You think a woman's actually going to tell you how many guys she's been with? Do you actually think you're going to know that information? Do you actually think they're going to tell you? Well, y'all funny, man. It is hilarious. Some of you guys out there think that you are like God's gift to women when you ain't even got no game, man. You ain't got no game, man. So, guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. If it pertains to the show, we got you. But getting back to what I'm saying is that most of you guys are never trying to develop who you are as men. What is your end game and end goal for being a man? What are you trying to do for yourself? What is in the process? And most of you guys have no idea that you must. See, the worst part about most of you surface dwellers is that you just lie to yourself constantly thinking that you are something that you're not. But then you want to know, why is it that women don't want to be around me? But why? Hell, you don't even want to be around yourself if you think about it. You know what I mean? If you think about it, you don't even want to be around yourself. Why would a woman want to be around you? When I say around yourself, you don't want to be around that person you see in the mirror. You want to be around that lie that you see out the window, thinking that that lie is something that's going to fool a woman to think that you actually know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing because you aren't doing what it, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. And John Doe, and I'm sorry, I feel bad for you. What a, man, what a waste of sperm. Jesus Christ. How can you cakes not, why do you hate yourselves? Why something that's so beautiful? How do you hate yourself so much? I it's just amazing that you hate yourselves, but yet you guys want women. You want women to love you? Why should she love you? Why? You guys out here are not even working the gym, the gym in your mind where you have mental toughness and how you condition yourselves. You're not even lifting one weight in there. The gym in your mind, nothing but cobwebs. You don't even do that. Now, you might go to a regular gym to build something on the outside, but you're still empty on the inside because you don't understand that thing, how your mind has to be. See, I keep telling you, this is not about women. It's how you think about yourself. How you think about yourself is instrumental in determining the successes that you're going to have. Because if that's what picks up the strength and the toughness. See, most of you guys want to ride on outside things like your talents or the hard work you do at work. Wow, I work, you know, 80 days. I work double overtime all the time. I'll hustle hard. I work hard. Or I got a talent. I can throw a ball. I can swing a bat. I can kick a soccer ball. Wow, I'm a CEO, CFO. I'm all this stuff, man. But you're so fucking empty on the inside. You're so empty on the inside. And you're wondering why. All those accolades, no matter how, and I mean, y'all keep up with the Joneses, guys. Y'all are always trying to be more or follow people. Like, I used to say this back in the late 90s when I was doing the Pussy Whip Show, gentlemen. I would always say, let me check the phone lines. I would always say, let me, lines are, okay, 806, I got you, 1 second. I will always say real quick, 806, 1 second. I will always say to you guys out there that if you look in your closet, there's a lot of shit you can't wear anymore because you were following fads. Some of you guys got them skinny jeans you can't wear anymore and all that other stuff. Some of you guys are wearing shit that you can't even show right now, but you thought it was cool back then to wear because someone told you that's how you're going to get women. Let me bring in this call real quick. Area code 806, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, what's up, brother? I just got a question, man. It's how to overcome the negative thoughts in your mind, right? All right. I had to – can you hear me?
I'm listening, sir.
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man. But, you know, lately I had to make a business decision, and it sort of hurt me a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because we were doing our business, me and one of my partners, and, you know, a bitch got in the way, excuse my language, and, you know, it really hurt the business.
Got in the way of what?
You know, well, just got in the way of shit. She just, I don't know what the hell, I was stupid.
Wait. So it wasn't your friend. It was you that got caught up in a woman.
Yeah. Well, she started, how could I explain it to you? I don't know. She just fucked things up. But
No. She didn't fuck things up. She didn't fuck things up. You allowed her to fuck things up. Why are you blaming her?
Okay.
But don't blame her.
Exactly.
You went on it. So no, you did it.
Yes, I did it. I did it myself. I brought her into the damn picture. I should never have done it. But, you're asking if to overcome the negative thoughts. Okay, my homeboy, man, me and him, we built this corporation together. And this is what I'm thinking to myself. I'm like, well, you know, what is your mindset on us having to, how can I explain it, man? We had to divide the business in it. I mean, I'm doing my thing. He's doing his thing, you know, but, you know, it's just, that's just a negative thought, man. I don't know if I should have tried a lot more harder on the project that we're working together just because this bitch got in the way. Know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. What is the question? I don't understand. You're just telling me a story. What is your question?
Okay. The question is, the negative thought is that I let my homeboy down. Did I or did I not?
No, you didn't let your homeboy down. You let yourself down. And your homeboy was part of the trap that came with it. So, no, you didn't let your homeboy down. It's you.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. You are dead right, man. I just wanted to – I had it in my head, man, and I said, I'm going to ask Mr. Dean right here. You already know, brother.
Well, I don't know.
You're
why,
awesome,
what
man.
Was so special, what was so special about that woman that you brought her in?
Well, I'm the music maker, the one that's on the – chat, okay. Well, I took her out to some shows. I'm in music, you know. I'm in tour and stuff like that with a lot of bands and shit. And I brought her in.
But why? Tell me why you brought her in. What was the reason? And let me guess. Your reason because you wanted to fuck, right? That's why you brought her in.
Well, she was my side chick. I mean, she was my side chick, and I would take her out to Arizona, California, anywhere.
So then. What's the problem? She's a side chick. What's the problem?
Well, she started getting into my damn business.
No, no, no. Wait. Say it again. I what?
I'm the one that let her in.
There you go. You let her into.
All right.
So why did you lead her into? Why did you let her into your business?
Because of the box. God dang it. Yep.
There you go.
Man, well, thank you, but I just wanted to know. My negative thoughts, you know, that's why I was saying, you know, that's what it's been bugging me.
Okay, I understand that, but it's going to keep bothering you because you're not a student of the game, dog. You just listen to this shit. And you think that me answering your question is going to solve something that's deep internally. Your mindset is built on reaction. You're always going to have negative thoughts because you're not rooted in who you are at your core. So you're going to have a kite mentality. So wherever the wind blows, your mind's going to go that way because you ain't trying to be in the game, dog. You just bird watch this shit.
Well, I changed my ways. I've been watching y'all guys, you know, you and, the other guys.
But that's not changing you. Okay. That's not changing you. You're going to have to, just like you dedicated a ticket to that bitch that you was flying around, you're going to have to dedicate to get coaching. You had to dedicate yourself to the products. You got to dedicate yourself to being a student or you just ain't going to be one, dog. It's a shame you put all that money into that woman flying around all over the place, but you're not putting one nickel into you growing yourself. And that's a damn shame, dude.
Well, I've changed a lot. I gotta defend myself a little bit.
Okay, brother, I'm telling you, you're not changed. You're lying to yourself.
I bought my own place. I mean, I'm very, very.
You're still a loser that bought his own place. Okay, what's the difference? You're still a loser at your core. You can buy your place on the surface and act like just because you got a big house that it makes you a man. No, it's just you're a loser with a big house. And once a woman sees that you're a loser with a big house, she's going to use you for what you got. So, it's the next thing you tell me, what, you got a brand new car or something? Well, you're a loser with a brand new car. I'm just saying.
No,
it doesn't. See, that's why you're losing because you think winning is buying shit. You think being a man is buying shit above the surface, and that's why you're a loser. And I'm saying that with love. That's why you're a loser, because you actually think that because you have a fucking house, that's going to change you? That makes
no,
the change?
Doesn't.
So then why are you telling me about your house then?
Well, I don't know why the hell I said that.
No, I'll tell you why, because you're trying to – because internally – you're trying to justify to yourself because you choose not to work on yourself. Your weak ass mind says, go buy a house because if you buy a house, wow, you're going to be cool and you're going to be a man. And you believe that bullshit.
Well, you're trying, man, that is true, man. Hey, man, that's why I wanted to call in, bro.
All right. All right. So it's all good. I'm not trying to be right. I'm just letting you see where you're going wrong. I'm not trying to be right. I hate being right. I wish I was wrong, but I'm very right, and I hate being right about this. I hate that you are this way, especially for yourself. This is not what you're meant to be. This is not why you got to the egg, but look at what you are right now. You did all that hard work to get to the egg to end up like a guy's bitch and let that woman walk all over you. You fuck your company over, and then you buy a fucking house to try to make yourself feel better. What a fucking shame. Sad, man.
Well, I know. I got you, man. Well, I appreciate it, man. I just wanted that question, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. Respect to you. Good call, brother. Throw you back in. All right, good call, man. All right, guys, let me check and see the questions we got. Let me double check. Questions were good. I want to show y'all something, man. I'm going to answer that question. Wait, let me show y'all something. I love this. This is what I love, man. Oh, I'm so proud of my guys. Let me make sure I can show you this. No number. Wait. Give me one second. Let me scrape her name off. I know how y'all motherfuckers are and shit. There we go. Now I can show you. All right, look, guys. This is what makes me proud. Guys that listen to me. Shit, come on, damn it. All right, come on, man. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna show you this shit. This is what makes me proud. Fuck, man, let me open the phone up. Maybe it'll work this way. These are the proud moments. Come on. Come on, man. There we go. All right, it's him talking to old girl. I'm not trying to go to sleep, right? But what'd she say? There we go. Look at the training, man. I love this. This is what I'm talking about, man. This is why I'm proud of my dudes that really learned game. I keep telling you, we can touch them without touching them. This is what I'm talking about. Look how he trained her. Look at right underneath of the text message. What did he train her to do? And that is send a voice message. That's what I love. That's why I do what I do. Because there are a few of you guys out there that listen, learn, and want to be students of the game, okay? Listen, learn, and be students of the game. And that's the beautiful thing about it. Where can I start to fall in love with myself and get rid of the mask? Because, well, okay, AS, I'm going to tell you why all right. When I'm teaching, this is a kindergarten. But I'm going to explain to you why it's not going to happen for you. In the next 2 minutes, we're going to do the creed in a second. For the last hour, other than the phone calls, I've been lacing you with ways to do it. And yet, you're so busy soaking in your own fucking piss that you don't see that this is how you get out of this shit. But this is why you're not going to win, because you have trained yourself to just hear information, where that means it goes through one ear and out the other. You don't listen anymore, listening to retain information, because if you're listening to what I'm saying, I'm giving you the pieces you're going to need to start the process. But because you don't want to listen and you want to be a victim to yourself, you choose not to listen. And this is why you're not going to get it, dog. You're not going to get it because you're just not paying attention, brother. Let me see. Let me catch up with the questions. All right, so we're good. Let's see here. We know it's important to know our self-worth, but it's important for her to know your worth. Johns, why are you lying? Johns, why are you lying? I'm trying to sound like a Viking. Why are you lying, Johns? You don't know it's important. Because if you knew your self-worth, you wouldn't be asking this question, brother. That's just what I'm telling you. You don't know it's important to be... because you're still worshiping the woman over your fucking self. Then you're still doing it, and you don't see what you don't see in what you're saying how you lose. Because you care about what she thinks of you. Because you put her above yourself, which says you don't have any self-worth, young man. You don't know because you ain't living by it. Because you would, listen, it is a great question. I appreciate the question. This is why you're losing. Because if you had self-worth, she would know what the fuck you are. You don't have, guys, you don't have to tell her what you are. She knows. You want to know why she knows? Because she doesn't know too many men out there. But she can recognize one. Oh, like that. Recognize one like that. Because a man ain't going around saying, hey, excuse me, lady, I got self-worth. I need you to know. Look, I got self-worth. I believe in me. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. She knows you have self-worth by how you move. She knows you have self-worth by what you say, how you say it. You know, guys, I wish, and I don't want to wish bad on you. This is not me wishing bad, but this would be the best lesson. I wish all you guys were like Eddie Murphy in, what was it, 1,000 words? Guys, was it 1,000 words or something? You remember that Eddie Murphy movie? Every time he opened his mouth, a leaf would drop. And he only had a certain amount of leaves on that tree. So everything he said had to have importance. Everything that you say, don't waste words. Don't waste words just talking about a bunch of frivolous stuff. Think about that tree. I only got this many. This is how much word. This is as much I have to say to this woman. So I have to make every word count. But you can't make every word count, gentlemen, when you're worried about how important your worth is to her. You might as well worry about what your self-worth is to a squirrel, what your self-worth is to a duck. What is your self-worth to a fish, a mosquito? I don't know. I'm going on with this. Why do y'all care with your self-worth? She's going to recognize worth. You see this, guys? Remember, let me show you. Hold on. One time. She recognizes his self-worth right there. See that? Hold on. Let me zoom that shit in. Come on. Don't fuck with me now. Ease it in. I think you slow it in there, like with the tip thing, it'll grab shit. All right, there you go. Y'all know I showed y'all motherfuckers already. There we go. See that? She recognizes his worth, to a point where she not only recognizes, she's following his lead. You don't have to beg a woman to find worth in me. Because, guys, she's not at first. Wait, Steve, what do you mean she's not? Exactly. She's not. She's not going to find worth in a man that's a slut and a whore and an asshole who's cocky, arrogant, conceited, and all about himself. She's not going to find worth in that at first. But, gentlemen, we got to find worth in real quick, guys. We got to take a moment. One moment, guys, for all my dogs to go into the dojo. In your mind, gentlemen, all my dogs, everyone listening right now, all my chat room dogs, put your pens down for 1 second. Put down your pens real quick and let's read this together. This is your creed. Let's all read it together. Read it to yourself. Read it out loud. Let's go. Say it with me. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. And I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And, gentlemen, if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow. That's what we're talking about right there. That's what you got it. When you think like that, that's where the worth comes in at. Because you can't force a woman to find worth in you. She's got to see the worth by your actions. What I keep telling you, it's not what you are when you're with her. It's what she's thinking about you when you're not around, when you're not texting her, when you're not talking to her. That's where she's going to find the worth. The worth of y'all try to, a lot of you guys are trying to push your value and your worth on a woman. All right, 714, what you got, brother? All right, what's up? I know you got a question behind your statement, so what's up, brother?
Hey, Steve, it's me. I got a question for you, broski.
Sure, it's me
out here in Palm Springs. My question is this. It seems in my 64 years, I've never seen guys as a whole under 30 who needed this much coaching in my whole life. Why is it like it doesn't seem like 20 years ago guys needed this much work, 30 years ago. Now it seems like they just need way more work than they did. It's like every fucking year they need that much more work. They need more guys like you. Why is that? Is it single mommies or what?
I don't know why you keep going back to the single mom shit. I mean, it's like you're fixated on single moms and shit. Even as a single mom, all right, but then that's your problem. Even as a single mother, there are young boys that learn how to play football. Okay, let me help you out here because you're absolutely wrong. Okay, when I was a little lad, okay, when I was young, okay, living with my single mother, okay, because if single mothers are so bad, why the fuck did I turn out the way I turned out then? Shouldn't I be part of what you're saying because I had a single mother? No, well, you know what? My single mother allowed me to go out there and fucking wreck shop. She allowed me to get my ass torn the fuck up on the football field because guess what? As a young kid, here's your problem. You think it's just today, and that's your problem. Kids have been learning. There's always been apprentices, and there's always been children learning from masters since the dawn of time. So you got to stop this. It's just, why do these guys need help right now? It's always been this way. There are always young kids who are apprentices that had to find. If you were a young kid and you were a baker and you were an apprentice, you had to learn from somebody older. If you were a carpenter, you had to learn from somebody older. Hell, a lot of kids would tell you in high school or junior high school, they took wood shop. Some of the motherfuckers took a mechanic, but they learned from someone older. So where are you getting this fucking ridiculous?
I meant this. It seems like there's less older people to learn from. There's less older people for these guys to learn from.
It's not less older people. It's not. It's in your see, you're trying to force your world and your perception on us, and we can't let that happen. Just because you see it that way doesn't mean it's really that way, big dog. There are kids learning all the time. There are kids that are going into the military that are learning discipline from older people, so that everybody's always learning. So all this notion of, oh my God, why are these guys? It's just shocking to me why these guys. This has been going on since the dawn of time. There's always been apprentices, and there's always been mentors and masters teaching them. Even kings had mentors that teach them how to be kings, man. So what are you talking about?
It just seems like the lack of fathers and more single mothers increases this. That's all.
Why are you blaming the woman for just being a fucking woman? It doesn't mean
I'm not
that
blaming
just,
anybody.
Just because, no, yes, you are. Just because
I'm blaming society. I'm going to blame society.
No, and not blame society. Now you're judgment number six. You're looking for a reason to point the finger at somebody. This is why you're fucking up, dog. You got to wake the fuck up. There are a lot of young, there are a lot of women out there who have uncles, granddads, and fathers that take on the role to help those young boys out when a lot of these ain't shit motherfuckers, not saying all, just fucking bust a nut, which is the woman, you know, her responsibility to choose.
Right.
She made it, keep it, but they roll. But just because they're not around their mother, they've got to make a choice as men. Do I hang under the comfort of my mother, or do I seek out men? You can't blame a woman for what these young boys are doing. They've got to think for themselves. You can't force everybody to be a man. It's not going to happen, man.
All right. I mean, it's just frustrating sometimes when I'm out there and I'm smoking and I'm stoned and I'm watching this shit and it's just like, fuck,
yeah,
man, what the shit's going on out here, man?
Yeah, that's your fault for being in your fucking feelings, dog. What the fuck are you in your feelings for? Why are you judging these people? Why are you stoned judging people that you don't even fucking know? How do you know he's weak? How do you know he's a mommy's boy?
Come on, man. I can look at society and see people are out of shape. They're fatter than fuck. And I can just see it with my own eyes. I don't have to fucking...
So because someone's fat, that makes him not a man because he's fat in your eyes?
No.
Because he's fat.
I'm mostly talking about fat chicks. I'm just saying a lot of these guys don't even want to become men because they're looking at a bunch of whales. I mean, there's no motivation for guys.
If the women are not hot and they're all chicks, what
motivation is there?
I'm going to ask you one more time. Please shut the fuck up and listen. Why do you keep coming on here like a bitch talking about women? Fuck them women. That's your problem. Everything you say is about these motherfucking women, man. Like, you are an emotional bitch. Why do you keep talking about women like they're important, dog? You're the one keep coming in. Women, you try to come in here, say something, then you want to talk about women. Get your bitch ass off my fucking show, man. I can't stand bitches like that, dog. And I'm not here to defend women or anything like that, guys. I'm just saying that this is the problem with these surface dwellers. Hey, all y'all do is point the finger at women. Like, they actually are waiting on a corner for you to come around it so they can pick you up. Really? Do you actually think that? Or are these women just minding their own fucking business, and because you want to fuck so bad, you go into their world and then you kiss their asses. You beg them for their numbers, beg them to go out and date. And y'all want to blame women? How the fuck are y'all blaming women for this shit? How are y'all blaming women for this shit? Listen, this is not a bizarre world where women are like zombies and they're after you. Doesn't work that way, guys. You're interrupting them. You're running behind them. You're begging them. You're trying to prove yourself to them. You're taking them out on dates. You're driving them around. You're putting up their Christmas lights and their Halloween lights. You're fucking being the shoulder to cry on. You're paying her rent. You're taking her out to eat. And yet you want to blame her? She just going to go where the fuck she going to go. I just cannot understand how y'all, and I hate, God damn, y'all keep forcing me to just say this. I'm not trying to protect women, but God damn it, y'all got to get out of this surface dwelling thinking. You're doing all these things because you want to fuck. She doesn't want to fuck you, but you want to fuck her. So you keep begging and begging and begging. Now see, the men that come along, they ain't trying to fuck. Women are going to want to fuck them. How smooth and cold they are. It's a whole different thing. But I'm just saying for y'all guys, man, y'all got to wake up from this stuff, dog. Y'all got to wake up. I'm trying to wake you young men up, man, okay? I mean, listen, I didn't say There aren't bad women out there. There's bad everything out there. There are bad women, bad men. There are racist white guys, and there are racist black guys, racist Asian guys, racist Chinese. There's everything, men and women. So it's everything. It's not just one thing, okay? So we got to stop acting like we're the victim here and stop worrying. When y'all just, I don't know why these women have y'all under such a spell. Where y'all are like, just like y'all are mad because y'all ain't fucking. It's like y'all want, like I said earlier, y'all want women to fuck. You know they fucking, but you mad because they ain't fucking you. So because they ain't fucking you, you want to talk shit about them. The same women you still want to fuck. Talk shit. I tell y'all, and this is why, see, this shows that you're not at your core. This is showing why you're not at your core. You're so busy looking at everything else in the world, but you're not looking internally at you. Because when you are one with yourself, I promise you, you ain't thinking about women the way you're thinking. I promise you. Hell, Taekwondo told you, 50 tell you, the fellas all tell you. They tell you all the time. Thinking about, man, we ain't, man, they thinking more about their video games, their bikes, TVs and all that. They ain't thinking about women like y'all thinking about. You want to know why? Because it's so easy to access them. They're not waking up every morning saying, I got to go out and meet a woman. I got to get laid today. I got to get laid today. Hey, Johnny, what you doing? Did you sleep good? That's how y'all, for sure, y'all talk to y'all little fucking service dweller friends and shit. Ask how he slept and shit. How'd you sleep, buddy? You slept good? Okay. Well, yeah. Well, we'll do the cuddle party later. But, hey, got an idea, man. Why don't we go to the mall, man? Let's go to the mall, and let's go ahead and pick up some women today. Yeah. Come on, man. It don't work that way. All the pipe-hitting dudes that I roll with don't even, man, they about their business. They about themselves. And when they go out into the world, when women, hey, and this is when women become lucky. Because when they go out into the world, they give these women opportunity, not being her option, opportunity. Opportunity to be with me. Okay? To understand a single mother raised men, to understand raised men. Well, wait a second. Let's look at this for a second. Is it her fault because she loves you? Is it her fault that she puts you under her wing and all that other shit? Or is it your fault for wanting to live with her until you're in your fucking 30s? Is it your fault that you want her to iron your clothes, fold your shit, wash your clothes, fix food for you, and drive you around? Is it really her fault? Is it really her fault? I mean, I love you statistical motherfuckers. I love you statistical motherfuckers. Because this is why you more of a bitch than these little bitches. Because you, hey, you want to run on statistics. Brother, let me show you how statistics work. Let's see, what can I use? What can I use to show you how statistics work? Okay. All five of you people, I've got a phone. And what I need you guys to do now, I need you to test this phone out and see if all five of you like it. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take this piece of paper right here, all five of you, and then I want you to tell me not only why you like it and if you like it or not and all this other stuff. And then when I get all five pieces of paper in and I realize four out of five like the phone, then I can take that statistic and shoot it out into the world and tell everybody four out of five. Or wait, 400 out of 500. 4,000 out of 5,000. I can choose and make the numbers up that I want because I know there's a dumbass out there, L, you, that are going to believe whatever I write. L, I can say that, hey, there, hey, 98.9 people love this cricket phone. You guys, this ain't a cricket phone. I'm just give you an example. 98% of these people love this cricket phone. And guess what your dumb ass going to do? Because I give you a statistic, your blind surface-dwelling ass is going to believe it, motherfucker. And that's why you lose, you dumb bitch. You don't have to agree with me, motherfucker. And I don't care. Have your thoughts. Think what you want, but I'm just telling you why you lose. You want to sit there and talk about, wait. Just because your mother fucked you over doesn't mean that all mothers fuck over their sons. But what point in your life are you going to nut the fuck up and leave your mother's house? What point in your life are you going to nut the fuck up and get a fucking job yourself? What point in your life are you going to nut the fuck up? Instead of begging your mom to drive you all over the place, you're going to go out and catch a fucking bus to get where you got to go. But what are you saying? Why do y'all got me blamed? I can't understand. These motherfuckers, it's like y'all forcing me to fucking defend women, and that's not what I'm trying to do here. I am not here to defend women, but y'all surface dwellers got to stop blaming everybody, especially women, for the fact that you ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And instead of being mad at your mom, why don't you be mad at your fucking dad for not being around for your ass? Do you think it was an immaculate conception? Do you think one day she's like the Virgin Mary, like in that storybook of yours, that she automatically got pregnant? So if all this 20%, so why don't you 20%ers go find the 20% of these motherfuckers that got your mama pregnant and find out why they ass ain't around? And why couldn't you be a man, or why couldn't you be a father to me, motherfucker? Jesus Christ, man. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. My God. Lines are open, guys. 563-999-3056. Chopping it up. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. But let's talk about some other things real quick. I'm not trying to make this shit about fucking women, man. I'm just saying, man. Y'all little scrawny motherfuckers got to grow the fuck up, man. You know? All right? Look, your mother didn't even have to have your ass. Shit, she should have. I'm not going to say you should have been aborted because I'm not that mean. But you better be glad that motherfucker had your ass. Now, her loving you, her seeing you as her baby, she's always going to do that. I'm sorry. You will always be your mother's baby. She will always coddle you and always give you a place to come home whenever you want. If y'all had a real motherfucking dad, that mother said, motherfucker, you ain't staying at this motherfucker. And if you staying, you better pay some rent. But that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story, okay? So let's keep going. All right, so let's keep going, guys, with love, guys. All right, so this, what I'm saying, guys, for a lot of you guys, is that there is no positivity in a lot of you guys out there. There's no visualization of what I want to be for myself out there. There's no focus on what I want to do and what I want to be. There's just none of that going on. And what we got to do is we have to figure out why is that? Why don't you have that? That's the million-dollar question. And that's what, oh, shit. Fuck. Damn it. That's what we got to figure out. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number? Stop that shit. Fuck. That shit's coming back in. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number and all this other stuff. And let's see here. Let me see. Hey, you got to put a cue there. Right? It's a question. Now you knew. If you're new, let me again, y'all guys, listen. Read underneath. If you have a question, put a cue for a question. Everything's here, okay, Norman? Just follow what's scrolling right there, okay? I'm going to answer this, but just follow what's scrolling. So you're saying you got to let the negative thoughts of your life, you got to go and go with the positive outlet. No. I'm not saying that at all. Stop looking. Okay. Stop looking at the world in that kind of point of view. Stop looking at the world as negative and positive. That's the problem. Stop looking at the world as negative and positive and start living your world for yourself. And NH, I want you to tell me what negative thoughts. You choose the thoughts. If you don't believe in yourself, you're in theater number one. Because you don't believe in yourself. Because you're not – it's sad when you guys are in theater number one screaming, poor me, like Chicken Little, like the world is falling type shit. And you're not doing a goddamn thing for yourself. And see, this is where I can – hey, now I can flip it, guys, with the woman shit. This is where your mommy comes in at. You want to play victim. You want to be heard, so you want to scream, poor me, look at me, guys. Look, look, I got negative thoughts. Listen, please, can someone listen to me, please? You want everybody to feel sorry for you. And not only want everybody to feel sorry for you, you want the world and life to stop moving until you're ready to get off your lazy ass. So how can you have anything positive about yourself when you don't even believe in yourself? And guys like you are always looking. It's either luck. It's things that happen in your life. It's luck. You know, I'm a lucky guy. And I don't. Why do y'all guys think this way about yourself? Why? Can someone explain that to me, please? Why do you young men, and I'm talking to you guys out there, my dogs out there, why do you guys actually think the way you think? Why do you always look at everything but you to blame? Why do you guys feel like you can't change your situation? No, you choose not to change your situation. And you choose to feel like you're powerless and like you can't change who you are and you'll never get the girl. Well, yeah, why would the girl want to be with a guy that blames the outside world, doesn't believe in himself, and feels powerless to do anything? Why? Oh, boy, isn't that making her wet? Woo-wee. Boy, panties are sliding right off her legs thinking about that kind of shit. Why would a woman want to be with a loser? I don't understand. And I'm not trying to be mean to you guys. I'm just being real. Why do you think women want to be with a loser? They don't. They don't want to be with losers. And guys, they really don't want to be with single guys either. I know they tell you all the time that I don't want somebody who has somebody. But what they learn is somebody who has somebody has experience with women. And as much as they hate it, as much as they can't stand being the other woman, oh, they're going to ride along just as well because that motherfucker who has other women knows how to take care of that motherfucker monkey meat. He knows how to take care of that woman. But you single guys? No, you meet a woman and you're lucky. Oh, my God, and you're calling your friends. You remember that girl that I liked for 6 months? Oh, my God, I finally beat her down mentally to enough, and she's finally agreed to go out on a date with me. What should I do, loser friend? Well, why? Let me tell you what you do. Man, you got to impress her. Really? Yeah. Oh, man, look. All right, look. We got to take a trip. We gotta go to the men's warehouse. We gotta get you a nice outfit for her. Man, we gotta make sure you get your manicure, your pedicures and all that, your meds, your medis and your petties, because you metrosexual motherfuckers do that shit. So we gotta do that. And man, we gotta get you at Chez Francois, man. Oh man, this is important. I know, man. I know. It's very important. You wanna know why? Because man, really these 6 months that, I've been trying to get her. I really feel like we're dating. Yeah, man, doesn't it feel like that? I mean, do y'all see why y'all lose? Because y'all talk to losers. Because motherfuckers don't talk that way. Motherfuckers be like, yo, what's up, dog? Shit, no, what you getting into? Shit, I don't even know. All right, holler back at me. All right, peace. That's how they talk. That's it. And then they're like, damn, man, hey, old boy ain't rolling. Ah, she probably got some pussy. Oh, yeah, right. I feel, yeah, he probably doing his thing, man. He'll call us when he wants to. That's it. they move it so much, they just don't talk like that, man. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, brother, for the super chat. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But I want y'all to understand. Let's get some depth in this. See, the way your mind is working right now for you, okay, it is pushing things and limiting what you think about yourself. This is nothing about women. This is all about what you think about yourself. Because the reason why you believe the lie over the truth is because you're not rooted in your core. So you're apt to believe whatever. Hey, just like we talked to old boy that believes y'all think statistics are real. You know some of that shit is manufactured, right? You do understand that a company will donate money to an athlete that you love to make him say something that you really don't believe in or try to believe. Hey, my name is basketball player and I know y'all follow me. So was, oh wait, y'all know I'm a basketball player and y'all follow me. Oh wait, I ain't allowed to say that. Oh, read it. Oh, okay. Hi. I'm athlete. Just want to say Black Lives Matter. You're like, oh my God, he got the shirt on too. Oh, God, I love this guy. Y'all fall for that shit all the time. Motherfuckers. Boy, when I'm thirsty, boy, after a long day on the basketball court, I drank this. It is 100% all natural ingredients, and it will be good for you. Drink it. Oh, I suppose drink. Okay. And y'all motherfuckers, oh my God, I gotta buy that. And then you motherfuckers over there, yo, what's up, homie? Yo, rapping. Yo, I got these new kicks called sandal socks. That's $400. And if you want to be like me and live it up with the women over there but y'all written the women though. Well, I can't tell them that the women are being rented. Can I tell them that the cars are fake? I can't even tell them the house ain't real. Oh, wait. Oh, this. Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. What's up, man? What's up? Yo. Too many yo's. Yo, this your boy. And I have this new clothing line that, hey, got you want the ladies, you want the cars, you want that lifestyle, buy my brand. And y'all dumb motherfuckers, I know y'all motherfuckers laughing at shit. Y'all fall for this shit. Y'all act like it's really real. Y'all act like it's real and it's not. If you are not grounded in yourself, you're going to fall for whatever society wants you to fall for. The news. The news. Why do you think y'all watch the news? The news's job is to get ratings, motherfucker. They ain't giving you news. Jesus. But yeah, but you know what? No, but yeah, you're right. 50, hey, look, 50, but you know what? 50 tested it out and all that other stuff, and he sold vitamin water. See, remember, before 50, rappers were always pushing liquor and shit. 50 was the first one to start pushing vitamin water. So 50 racked up. 50 did some shit. 50 mogul. He did some mogul shit. But let me get back to this yiggity yak. But like I was saying to y'all guys, man, your mind, it just limits you on what you should be thinking about because you're not rooted. See, when you are actually rooted in you, you don't let somebody on television tell you what to do. You will recognize those that have game versus those that are pushing theory. You can recognize and you can watch a commercial just for like when I give my boys, like we had my Super Bowl party in my office, we watched commercials to see which ones were funny. We didn't watch a commercial and say, oh, shit, I got to have that right there. No, we didn't do that. No, the commercials are for the sheep that need to be told what to do. See, most of you guys want to be told how to be a man. You want to be told how to move and all that. And that's not game right there. Nobody should tell you how to move except your fucking self. Nobody should tell you how to move. Nobody should tell you. Check the phone lines real quick. 609, what can I help you with, sir? What's up?
What's up, Steve? I'm back at it again, bro. How you been, man?
I'm working. What's going on? What's up with you, brother? How can I help you? What's up?
I wanted to ask you a quick question about, let's say, right? I make my bed with a woman, right? And feel me. I get at her while I'm at the store. You know, she's working at the store, and I end up getting her number. Like, would it be a smart thing to do to turn around and try to come at her friends and her coworker as well? Because I had this happen to me. I'm only asking this question because I had this happen to me once.
But why do you hate yourself? Before you do that, why don't you tell me why you hate yourself?
I don't hate myself.
No, you just told me you hate yourself so much, and you think women are so special, you got to beg for their fucking number. So I'm asking you, why do you hate yourself?
I don't ask for the number. I only ask for the number once I know they're down the fuck.
Well, but why are you asking for their fucking number? Why? Okay. Why are your skills so weak that you've got to beg a woman for her fucking number? Why? Are you begging?
I don't beg.
Okay, let's walk this over again. I don't think you understand. Why are you begging a woman for her number? Because you say you asked for her number. Why are you begging? Why are you begging?
I mean, I don't beg. I just. You know,
okay, if you're asking for it, okay, weak motherfuckers with no game are always going to ask a woman for their number because they have no experience, and they're pandering and begging the woman, please let me have your number so I can blow your fucking phone up. So now that you know that, I'm asking you, why are you pandering for a woman's number?
I don't. We exchange numbers, really.
Wait a second. Wait. Let me go back to the thing because I know everybody listened to you. I'm only taking you from what you just said on the show. You said, Steve, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And when I asked for her number, that's what you said. You didn't say nothing about exchanging numbers. You said when I asked for her number, right? Did you not say that?
Yeah, I asked for a number.
Okay, so I'm asking you, why are you begging for women's numbers? You said you get their number. Why are you pandering for women's numbers, big dog? Because this is going to roll into why you need to leave these women alone because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. But we'll get to that in a second. So why are you begging for women's numbers, bro?
I just, like, once I know they're down the fuck, I get their number and I give them my number.
No, you don't. Okay, listen. You don't need to lie on this show. This is what's so real about this show. I take you for what you said first. This is no Twix moment. We can't go back in time and fix what you said. You didn't say nothing about giving your number. You said take their number when I get her number. So I'm asking you, why are you begging for numbers? Then you want to tell me, we kind of like exchange numbers. That you can't do that shit with me, dog. I'm not stupid, but I'm just saying. So that's strike one. So we can just get past that. So long as you know that strike one is going to carry over to why all the shit you're saying ain't going to work for you because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So now after you get their number, then if you know what's doing, why the fuck are you calling me then?
Just a little clarity, you feel me?
No, you don't need clarity.
If
you know what you're doing, you don't need me. But then you don't know shit then. Why don't you just say I don't know shit? Because if you know it, you wouldn't be calling me because you don't know it. That's why you're calling, because you don't know. Now that we got those two things out of the way, so you got a woman's number, you pandered for a woman's number, you got a number. Now, you say, what about her friends now?
Like, would it be smart to turn around and try to come at her friends or coworkers as well? Because I did that once, you feel me, once before, where I was talking to this one girl, she was filming me, and, you know, we exchanged and all of that, and then I went and I talked to her friend right there as well, and then, like, pretty soon, her friend was filming me as well, and we ended up exchanging numbers as well. And then, because this was at the college dorm, and then I noticed, and then she hits me up that same night, be like, how you going to try to come at both of us at the same damn time? And, like, neither of them was fucking with me after that. So I just wanted to make sure, would that be smart or no?
How old are you, man? Why are you asking me this stupid-ass question?
How is that stupid?
Okay. Well, Dean, I just got a girl number and everything. Would it be cool if I go ahead and talk to her two friends, you know, try to fuck her friends? Isn't that what you just said, Big Dog?
Yep, that's what I just said, Big Dog.
Right. So why are you asking me a dumb asinine question like that? What the fuck do you want to do? I don't know. What the fuck do you want to do? What do you want to do? It's not going to work because you ain't got no game, but what do you want to do?
What you mean what I want to do?
I'm sorry. I'm not the motherfucker in the position that you're in. I'm asking you what it is you want to do. What the fuck do you want to do?
Fuck all of them. Both
then why? Then why don't you just do it then?
Because I wasn't sure if that was.
What do you mean you're sure? You got game. Remember, I know got game, Steve. I'm gamed up, man. I know what I'm doing. Why don't you just do it?
Well, you're right. I would just do it.
Okay. Goodbye. All right. We're back. I'm sorry. I can't make this shit up. I cannot make this shit up. This is, man, do y'all see what women got to deal with on a daily basis? I mean, this is just a tip. Do y'all see what women deal with? This is what women deal with all the time. If it were me, and I wanted to smash the two friends. How you smash them is much easier. You go ahead and take care of the first one that you have. Let her par revere what it's like being with you. And probably you got a 50-50% chance that one of the two are going to double back after she realizes she doesn't want to be with you anymore because you have other women. That's going to be part of the complaint. But one of those two other women are going to be all right with it because they just want to fuck and just want to see what it's about. So that's how you should do it. But he ain't going to do it because he's pandering for the, I have no value. Can I get your number? Is it okay if you call me? Yeah. I don't understand why y'all do this shit, man. It's amazing. And again, I am not here to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to get you to think. It's the hardest thing to do. I promise you. It's the hardest thing to do. I'm just trying to get you to think. I'm trying to get you to think. That's it, man. Please, man. Think. He's not going to get those women because he doesn't know what he's doing. But he thinks he knows what he's doing. And that's his fault. He's going to get fucking chewed the fuck up and spit the fuck out. I don't wish bad on him, but, you know, dumbasses do dumbass shit. Jesus Christ. The thing that's important about your gym, your mental gym, let's get to your mental gym, talk a little bit about that, is that, see, in order to be seen as a man, you, not your friends, not your buddies, not the guys you hang out with, you, key word here is you, gentlemen, have to have a clear, concise vision of not what you just want, but you must know the steps that need to be taken to get to what you want. See, those that don't have game, they just want ass, right? But, okay, if ass is at number five, right? Okay, they want to get ass, right? And there are four steps to get to that ass. They don't have a clear vision of what steps they want to take to get the ass. So what they do, instead of doing it the right way by already knowing the steps to go to stand on your four, oh, no, they don't go that way. Oh, no, they go out their window. They go over the river, through the woods, up the escalator to the tip of the mountain. They skateboard down the mountain. They catch a bus that gets to a boat that gets to a plane. That goes back to a boat, that gets to a car, that goes to a horse and a carriage, that rides them to a train, that brings them all the way to step number two. They, instead of just going this way, they want to take the scenic route. They want to go all the way around just for one move. And the worst part is they think that one move is going to get them ass. It's sad. It's sad. You have to have a vision, gentlemen, not a vision of her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air. You've got to figure out what moves do I need to make to get this woman to stop, to stop not trusting me, but to start gaining trust. What moves do I have to make to show her that, you know what, she... What can I do or the moves I make to get her to realize that I'm not judging her? That I'm not desperate and I'm not needy. See, you guys just think that you roll up on a woman. Now, a guy with no sense of self. Roll up on a woman and you like, hi, I'm a loser. She's like, oh, ooh. And then the porn music comes on. She unbuttons her shirt and shit, and then she's fucking you. World don't work that way. And a lot of you surface dwellers always wonder why on the outside? Why am I losing right now? Why is it Saturday night, tonight, right now, for all you guys, I would say 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago, you should have got a text message that said, you know what, I'm going out with my girlfriends. I'm about to get ready. I'm about to go to my girlfriend's house and everything like that. And I just want to let you know, we're going to go to, club. We're going to go to Club Dangerous. We're going to go to Club Dangerous. We're going to shake our ass, have a good time. And then when I get done, if you're free, can I stop by? Or if you're free, you can come over afterwards. You guys should already have that. And throughout the whole night, you should be getting messages from her saying, what are you doing right now? What are you up to? I miss you. I think about you. I miss your kisses. Man, you know what? Don't worry. I'm not going to do anything wrong. I'm just having fun with my girls. So, and I, because I don't want to lose you. And you like, what the fuck you talking? I never told you. See, here you go. You never tell them that they can't be with anybody, but they start telling you. That's the loyalty. They tell you, look, I'm just going out with the girls. We're just going to have a good time. And I'm not going to fuck. Hey, I'm not going to do anything to fuck up what I have, but I'm just going to let you know that shit. Why? Y'all should be living this way. Y'all should be living this way. Or some of you that when y'all mess with those that make six figures and up, you know, they like, well, they ain't going out. It's like, I got to get this marketing proposal done. I got a meeting, office meeting, blah, 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 whatever. As soon as I'm done with that meeting and shit, I need a relaxer. So please come fuck me. This is what y'all should be right now. But you can't be that way because when there's no core, okay, there's no vision. When there's no core, there's no vision. Now, I'll give you an example. You have a root that is rooted in the core of how you go to work in the morning. When you get in your car in the morning and if you're 10 minutes late, you already have the way you need to drive to get to work on time. If you're 15 minutes late, you already have it in your mind. You already know the steps that it takes, okay? You already know it. Hey, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that shit. Thank you. Hey, thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. But you already have the steps, gentlemen. Guys, 7 minutes left, and y'all can call in. 6:31, so 6:31. Please call in. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. You can't have vision. And what I mean by vision, what are the steps that you're going to make to reach whatever it is you want from that woman? What are the steps? And the steps that you take, these steps are already done because you do the same thing. You never change what you are. Like, if you're grabbing a remote control, do you change your personality to grab the remote? You know, if I want to watch TV, I've got to, step one, walk over to the remote. Step two, grab the remote. Step three, turn on the TV and the DirecTV or whatever you have. Step four, follow and go up or down. Step five, volume. Step six, sit down. Okay? I'm just saying how steps. You have these steps, but you don't have these steps with yourself and how you move with women. You don't have these steps. Check the lines. Lines over, guys. Ask the question. I got y'all covered. But there are no steps, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to help you guys understand. See, when you know the steps and you actually really believe in the steps, meaning you trust the step. See, gentlemen, let me tell y'all something, because I don't want y'all to feel like I'm fucking y'all over with what I'm about to say, because I don't want y'all thinking that, well, golly gee, Steve, that's it? Okay, I'm going to say my first step is this. Nah, shit ain't going to work that way, see? Y'all think it's easy as saying, this is the step I got to make. That's not why it works. It doesn't work that way. And the reason it doesn't work that way, gentlemen, is because the steps, you must sell every step to yourself. If you don't sell the step to yourself or believe in said step, then it is never going to work out for you. You're always going to fail because you're thinking that step is really when you don't believe in the step, Josh, when you don't believe in your steps and stuff like that, gentlemen, when you don't believe in your steps, you're not going to take them. You've got to believe in yourself to be able to take the steps. It's the hardest thing to do. Guys, I got questions. Let me see. Answering y'all questions. See here. Okay, everybody's just chitty chat. Okay, make sure everybody's on. Shout out to everybody that's listening right now. But what are the steps? And it's not just what are the steps. When I take this step right here, no matter whatever it is, when I take this step right here, why am I going to take it? And when I take that step, what happens if she swings left, swings right? What happens if she doesn't follow the step? What happens if she doesn't question the step? What happens if she wants me to do a different step than the step I want to do? Y'all don't even think that deep. You have to be prepared so that you have to understand every woman you walk is a grandmaster chess player. She knows how to move sexuality. She knows how to move an average guy. She knows how to make you sweat, make you feel nervous. She's a master at this shit. And all you guys sitting around here playing checkers, y'all not going to win this when you don't have an idea of what it is you want to do, why you want to do it. How do you move when you don't even know what move you want to make? How do you find it when you don't know the moves? You'll never find it. You'll never find it. You're always going to be blind. Let me just double check the lines real quick because you're about to shut those down. The lines are going to be shut down. All right, so we'll shut down the lines and everything. So we'll just chop it up for a little while longer.